1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. At least 34 people nationwide have died due to storm-related causes this holiday weekend. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says this one will go down in history.
Blizzard of 77. That was always the reference. Well, it's not as bad as the Blizzard of 7. Today I'm here to say that is now in the history books. We have surpassed the scale of that storm in its intensity, the longevity, the ferocity of the winds.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says no one, not even him, has been spared by this storm.
I have literally been buried at home, the doors buried shut with about 6 feet of snow, no power.
At least 12 deaths confirmed in New York State so far. Elsewhere,
things are a bit on the cold side, and the current temperatures are in about the 20s to 30s for the mid-Atlantic. Warms up a little bit to the 40s from Georgia down through Florida.
Dr. Ashton Robinson-Cook with the National Weather Service. In El Paso, Texas, many migrants are sleeping out in the cold. Daniel Morgan is trying to help them out.
Really doing this because the Christmas season is all about giving. Christ came to the world to give himself over to us. And for me, that's like the whole reason for why I came down to give out to other people what I have.
The city is straining to provide enough food and shelter. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of the Archdiocese of New York joined Fox News Sunday today to talk about Christmas.
We have forgotten God. You know, we often use that term secularism. And what is it? It's a lot of different definitions. Humanity's desire to forget about God, to get along just fine without him. Well, the fact of the matter is, we can't get along fine without him.
Police and worshippers clashed today at Judaism's holiest site.
Knesset member Rabbi Gilad Kariv used his parliamentary immunity to bring a Torah scroll into the women's section of the Western Wall during a monthly prayer service by Women of the Wall. He opened the Torah scroll and held it up to cheers from members of the feminist group and jeers from ultra-Orthodox worshippers. The ultra-Orthodox parties that are part of the incoming Israeli government have said they want to ban women's Torah readings at the site. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Humanitarian groups pulling their services from Afghanistan after the Taliban banned female employees. Ramiz Alakbarov is with the UN.
We have discussed today the importance of the principled humanitarian action cannot be fulfilled without participation of women in all aspects of delivery of the humanitarian aid.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
MyPillow is excited to bring the biggest bedding sale ever just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. MyPillow is also extending your money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code SKY or call 800-635-1825 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products. That's promo code SKY.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 1 above. Winds out of the northwest, around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 14. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows around 3 below. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
WFHR Weather is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
That was Sufjan Stevens with his version of the old French carol, Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, a decidedly lo-fi affair. And before that, we opened up this second hour of Seth Faces the Music with a song that was originally recorded by Joe Williams, but this was the Bombay Dub Orchestra remix. Now, if that song sounded vaguely familiar to you, well, if you've seen Iron Man 3, that's the song that Tony Stark uses when he's getting his armor on in his basement. Next up, we have a song from what can only be termed as a niche artist. He was one of those strange people that had some success in the recording industry, then left it almost completely to join academia. It's true, known for his witty satires and songs about sometimes taboo subjects, at least for the time that they were recorded. Here's Mr. Tom Lehrer with A Christmas Carol.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306, a tea, a four. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil, or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high, tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Oh, this is gonna be a groove for me. It's gonna be a little something different, but we're gonna give it to them anyway. Are you ready? Come on. Ha! We wanna give out a present to everybody this Christmas. All around the world, for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Are you ready right now? Come on. Here we go. Oh, I like it like that. Come on. That's it. All right. Come on. Oh, Christmas presents around the world. It's something mighty sweet to see. If only if I just had a present for everyone under one great big Christmas tree. For every boy that wants a brand new toy, for every Johnny that wants a car, for every Junior that wants a mobile back, that rides and rides and rides. Now my little daughter, she wants a dog that cries, one that walks and wipes its eyes. And I see there's someone that wants somebody home just to live, hair in their arms. What a Christmas present, this Christmas. Oh, what a gift you could be. You know, if I could just give out Christmas presents to everyone under one great big Christmas tree. You know, I'm even fat enough to be the world's biggest Santa Claus. And everybody could just stand around and just say, ooh, is that for me? Come on, a Christmas present for everybody this year. And we want to give it to them. Are you ready? Come on, everybody. Come on, one more time together. Merry Christmas, baby. Present for you Christmas directly from me. For all the disc jockeys around the world, Merry Christmas. All the policemen and all the pretty girls. That's for my old brother. And all the soul fans. some little girl and boy who's wishing for a great big Christmas. Maybe one, two, or three toys. But sadly enough, believe me as it seems, they won't get these things, we know. But the best that we can do is wish a Merry Christmas to you and hope next year things will have a lot of joy.
Judea lies heavy under the foot of Rome. Was ever a governor as troubled as I? I, Quirinius, governor of the Jews. These troublesome people. And now, I dream. I dream. I dream a star lights the way. Voices sing, voices pray. I dream, I but dream. I see a stable nearly dark, an infant sleeps, the watchdogs bark. I dream, I but dream. But this cannot be Rome, the forum's gone, the flesh and bone. And what is this within my sight? A temple holy filled with light. A dome, a cross, a ringing bell. I hear a million voices swell. And they sing, and they sing. Oh!
A song with a very interesting concept. That was Mr. Roger Whittaker from the same album I had mentioned before, my favorite one from when I was a kid. That was The Governor's Dream. And before that, we had Solomon Burke, a vastly, vastly underrated soul singer from the 60s with Presents for Christmas. Another segment has passed us by on Seth Faces the Music, but when we come back, I'm going to play one of the few Hanukkah songs I have ever found. There's not a lot of them, but man, oh man, I'm pretty sure I found the funkiest there ever was. Don't touch that dial. This is WFHR.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
A carol that was adapted from a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, a very interesting arrangement there by Echo Smith. And before that, 8 Days of Hanukkah by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Wow, how funky. Oh, I love it. So if there's anyone out there that thinks that the commercialization of Christmas is a new thing, well, you are very very wrong. And to show how off base that really is, here's Mr. Stan Freeberg with Green Christmas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Why, you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so you're mercenary too.
Buy and add and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. A Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. But don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. Christmas cards
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la.
On a red suit and hangs around with me and my wife. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. And she stands beneath the mistletoe screaming for him to stand beneath the mistletoe screaming. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. Why must she climb on his?
Santa's Beard by my favorite band, They Might Be Giants. Sorry, guys. Had to do it one more time. We are going to take our final break right now, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything, because if I do, you may not come back. So please come back. This is WFHR.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game, they are bowl eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! scores. A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The All of Us Research Program is asking for people to help researchers make healthcare more precise by creating individualized prevention and treatment options. When you join, you'll share your unique health information and become part of the largest and most diverse medical research program ever. The more data researchers have, the more they'll be able to create better care for all of us. Introducing the next breakthrough in medicine, you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air is a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids brunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
To the widow, see
what she needs. And for the gift of a giving, you will receive. You will receive. You will see smiles on the faces of children, warmth in the places you go. You will feel love from the love that you've given. Friendship.
Friendship.
From the friendship you show. You will see smiles.
The unmistakable voice of Bill Withers with The Gift of Giving. That was early on in his career. Song you don't hear very often. And before that, to open this segment, the original Golden Throat, William Shatner. Good old Bill with Silver Bells. In fact, he was in collaboration with Ian Anderson. Yes, that Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull on that one. Christmas makes strange bedfellows. So, of course, there's lots of songs about getting ready for Christmas and, of course, for Christmas Day. But there's not a lot of songs about when you have to undecorate everything, when you have to tear it down, kind of the melancholy feel after Christmas. Well, here's a song that was originally written and performed by the band Low, from Duluth, Minnesota, by the way. Performed here by Tracy Thorne from the band Everything But the Girl. And I do want to note that Dave Sparhawk from Low sings one of the verses in the middle. Here's Tracy Thorne with Taking Down the Tree.
Undone.
Christmas, Julian.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long, and so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop.
Okay, so that song gets overplayed at Christmas time, but I couldn't help it. It's one of my all-time faves. That was John Lennon and Yoko Ono with Happy Xmas, War is Over. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining me for Seth Faces the Music today and every week. I really do appreciate it. I will be back next week with some more fun, some more songs, and probably a surprise or two. Till then, I hope everyone has the merriest of Christmases and the happiest of New Years. Until next time, bye-bye.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.